And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick is on the Royal Star. We're having a great time talking fishing with Captain Mark Paisano and Matt Collin from the Independence, independentsportfishing.com. If you want to know more about the boat, the schedule, get on the trip. Are there any spots available coming up for you on that trip? Are you going on next week?
I don't believe so.
You guys stay pretty full, right, Mark?
Yeah, you know, the Tindy was kind of a new... Last year was the first year we've done it.
Yeah, last year was the first year we did it.
And it was a little slow to fill, but this year, you had pretty good fishing last year. It filled up pretty quick this year.
And AFCO sponsored it, the Christie Shed Open, and provide a lot of product, too.
Oh, yeah. She brought all sorts of goodies for us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
It's full. It's full.
She, I think she got her first cow, actually.
Oh,
she
that's
got two
right.
of them.
Yeah. Yeah, two cows.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. That's awesome. Well, you want to join us. The phones are full right now, but keep on trying. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We're giving away. You could be the first one to have it. They literally just came out December 1st, the new Blue Hawaii lens. And this is in the Piahi, which is a great frame. It's a blue mirror coating, really great look, and a really nice lens. It's kind of in between the gray and the bronze lens, the new Blue Hawaii. I really like it. I wore it last week in Hawaii, and it was just awesome. And it's a super thin glass. It's super light one in the matte black frame, and that's courtesy of our good friends at Maui Jim. So you're going to have a chance to be the first one on your block to have that new lens, the Blue Hawaii from Maui Jim. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones and talk to Ron in San Diego. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. The question for Mark is, of all the places you've been down Mexico, what places would you say had the meanest yellowfin tuna?
Uh-huh.
The meanest. You know, it's hard. It's hard to say. I mean, we've caught them everywhere. I think though, when we're fishing offshore in Mag Bay, those fish in that open water drifting are a little tougher to catch. I think just because I think a little bit tougher.
Mean,
we sure seem to lose a lot, you know, break a lot of hooks and go through a lot more fish, more fish in that offshore, you know.
Open water rather than island or bank.
Yeah, really open water. Like, you know, you're 20, 30 miles off the beach in some places where, you know, there's no bottom.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, when you're fishing the edges of the bank and stuff like that, it's a little different. But I'd have to say at Mag Bay area.
What do you think, Matt?
Great. You know, I'd have to agree with that. You know, anywhere offshore, you're away from the island, that 150 to 170 pound fish is usually the meanest fish of them all, the juveniles that are full of piss and vinegar, you know.
And you get it up and go, oh, come on, that's it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Thought it was 300 pounds, but hey, it's tough no matter what. Okay, bluefin or yellowfin, which is tougher?
I think yellowfin.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mark.
I used to think bluefin, but I have a new respect for yellowfin after 05.
Yeah, especially that open water stuff.
Yeah, pulling on some of those 200-pound bluefin compared to yellowfin, I think that if you look at the tail looks bigger. It's just a lot more aggressive fight on that yellowfin, if you ask me.
You think about the tackle that guys have been using fishing the Tanner Bank on this 100-pound, 110, 120-pound bluefin, you know, catching 60-pound bluefin. You know, with relative ease, not easy, but relative ease, you think about that in a 110-pound yellowfin, that'd be a tough deal, right?
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Mike in El Cajon, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. I got one question, but I want to make sure I say Merry Christmas to everybody at Fisherman's Landing and all the guests that call into the show and come to the show, because we get to learn a lot from you guys. And thanks, my one question is, a couple guys have asked me, what is the best lure to use for the Wahoo?
Well, we talked about it once already, and you said, what was the name of that bomb again?
That Captain Jimmy bomb.
Yeah.
Pretty
good. Where
do you
find those?
You know, I think you got to go online.
On the
boat.
On the boat. Yeah. Oh, you have them on the boat.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think we get them from Jimmy, but you know, I like the Raiders are good too. I think, like Matt says, I think for the general public, in other words,
user friendly.
The bombs are a little more user friendly. I think the hook and land ratio is better. But for the guys who know how to fish the Raiders, they work well as well. You know, as well.
Yeah.
Salus 6X Junior. You know, okay. Single hook Salus 6X Junior works well. You know, it's small and it's got the wiggle and
yeah.
So anything small like that's got some weight to it and you can throw it.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. Dan and Encinitas, you're next up. Good morning.
Hey, morning guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just had two questions. One is, what's the hook line sinker setup for these day and a half bluefin fishing the squid? And what's the shortest trip that the Independence fishes? Thanks.
Okay, starting off, shortest trip, we do one day and a half trip, and we do it in right around 4th of July every year. And well, usually every year. It depends on when the 4th. And then we do
kind of like an intro to long range. Get
kind of an intro, and then after that we do like 1 5-day, and then everything else is 6 days, 7 days, 8 days.
Now,
and
you used to longer. Take the boat up to 22nd Street. Do you do that anymore?
You know, we did in the spring, but the Navy is so active in the spring up there sometimes. We were getting,
Clemente?
Yeah, we'd try and do Clemente, and then one trip we went to Clemente, and they kicked us out. Said we couldn't fish anywhere around there. So then we went up to San Nick because I've never been kicked out of Nick. I went up to Nick, I got kicked out of
kicked
Nick.
Out.
Yeah, like they're going to start shooting. You need to get out of here.
Wow.
And then so I had to end up finishing a 2-day trip at Catalina. But yeah, we had so many issues with where we could fish. It was mainly because in the spring, the banks, you know, you get weather. So the outer banks there, like Tanner Cortez, are generally cool in dirty water anyway, but you have weather issues. And Clemente's a nice place because you have Pyramid Cove,
oh, yeah,
where you can anchor if the weather gets, you know, bad or snotty at night, you know. And
yeah.
And there's a lot of places you can fish in the Lee. But we stopped doing those because it was just too much work.
Yeah.
You know, to try and have a place to fish and just to put those trips together, bring the boat up. And
you fill your long-range schedule anyway.
Yeah, yeah, we added we added one more 8-day to the trip in the spring there, you know, the very beginning of, or actually end of May I should say, but it's the beginning of our schedule and that was good fishing last year. There's some openings on that trip, 8-day.
Yeah, huh. Well, very good. Well, hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. By the way, if you want to book a trip, it's probably not too early to start booking all the way through, right?
We missed the question, though. What were the setups for bluefin?
The bluefin setup.
Yeah, you know, sorry about that. We got on another on the first subject. But on that bluefin, the guys have been fishing. What's been best is that 50 to 60-pound mono with a fluorocarbon leader and generally a nice circle hook, whatever brand you prefer. I mean, there's a lot of good ones out there. And when we're fishing the sinkers, we like to fish it with a rubber band. Basically loop the rubber band on your sinker. I don't know if you've ever done that. And then you can, you put 3 or 4 twists on your line, you know, threading the sinker through the loop and onto your mono. That generally works the best because you're not creating another connection with your sinker.
You don't like going from straight Power Pro right to your fluorocarbon. You'd rather go with a little mono.
I like a little mono because, yeah, you know, it gives you, like Matt was saying earlier, a little bit of stretch is good.
Yeah.
Because when you're out there and it's choppy,
yeah,
you know.
And it can be choppy out there.
And it is. It's been choppy.
Yeah.
And the boat's rolling around. A little bit of stretch, I think, is good. The other thing that's been working, too, is the glow-in-the-dark egg sinkers.
Yes.
You know,
uh-huh.
And you can let those things run right down to your connection on, you know, if you got, say, 4 feet of,
sure,
of fluoro, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's another way to fish it. But those are the primary methods. And I think guys have been getting a few on jigs.
Okay.
You know, the flat falls. And,
uh-huh, yeah, flat, and glow-in-the-dark flat falls.
Yeah.
Really that 200-gram.
Uh-huh.
Heavy one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been working as well.
Hey, very good. John Collins, former deckhand aboard the Independence, is on the line, and the world creator of the John Collins
line. And naval commander. How you doing?
Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Matt, and Mark. How are you guys doing this morning?
Morning, John.
Hey,
good
what a
morning,
pleasure
John.
Hearing from you.
Yeah, I listen to the show all the time. And I know when Matt was talking about Wahoo, he really got me fired up on that.
Uh-huh.
We had, on my trip this year, we had an eight-day trip on the Independence John Collins Invitational there, and we had a hell of a trip. I think we had 240 Wahoo, and it was just unreal for an eight-day trip, so it was fine. And when he was talking about those Captain Jimmy bombs, he's not kidding. I don't know what it is about those things, but those things are definitely the hot ticket.
Man, I've never heard of them, but I can tell you this, Pete Haynes has introduced me to the Pete Haynes sausage. It sounds real familiar to the Pete Haynes bomb there, too, with that 6-ounce torpedo
on
the Siwash. Yeah. Are you familiar with those?
Well, yes, I am. I am familiar with them. I just kind of got locked into those Captain Jimmys from the Independence, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
God darn, those things are good. And you can order them online. You can buy them online, or if you come on the Independence, they always have a pretty good stock up on the boat.
Okay, good tip there. I think they're going to go like hotcakes now that you've let the secret out.
Right? Oh, they've been going like hotcakes. Yeah. You got to limit them to two per person.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they do work just fine.
Especially with John Collins.
When he was talking about that HX reel, he's not kidding about that HX. That is a heck of a reel. And you put that on one of those seekers, I just fell in love with those 6470s and those 7666 seekers. My goodness gracious, those things are just an unbelievable Wahoo rod and unbelievable for that great a tuna we're catching out of Guadalupe.
Now, is that like a stiff type rod or?
Yeah, it is. It shuts off about the third or fourth guide, which is what you need, especially on Wahoo, to get that hook driven in. And
yeah.
It makes all the difference in the world. You see these guys go out there with these rods. They're trying to use a rod for tuna, Wahoo, yo-yo, everything. And it just seems like that if the guys go fishing for Wahoo, if they get one rod, at least one rod devoted just for Wahoo, I think they're going to be a lot happier.
That's a very, very good tip, is just dedicate the rod right to a Wahoo, have a Wahoo rig, and that's the way to do it.
Yeah, and those like I said, those 6470s and that 7666, 7 foot and 7.5 foot rod, they shut off about the third or fourth guide back. And when that jig is traveling through the water on a 6-to-1 reel, you need that. You need that rod to shut off. You don't want it to keep bending. You want the thing to shut off, be able to drive that hook home.
Yeah. Good advice, John. Good advice. Well, great to hear from you. It's been a while. And, of course, John's wife, Judy, runs the Independent office. And so you always get to talk to Judy if you're booking a trip on the Independence. And, yeah, I bet you guys missed John on the boat, huh?
Oh, yeah. Johnny was a big asset. And he'll answer the phone, so you might talk to John when you call in. And he's a wealth of knowledge and one of the very best rod and reel guys you will see. You can learn a lot from him.
Yeah, for sure.
He claims to be retired, but he still shows up here and there.
One more question, Pete?
Go for it, John.
Okay. Well, number one, I'd like to just thank you for providing a platform for these people to listen to and to call in and get some good advice. You get it from such a wide range of people in the business here.
Thanks, John.
You can read all the books you want, but when you hear it out of the horse's mouth, it's amazing. I hear people on the boat all the time. Well, I heard this on Let's Talk Hookup, or I heard this on Let's Talk Hookup. And it's incredible, the audience that you have out there. And I know on behalf of the fishermen out there, we really appreciate you having this kind of a platform for all of us to gain some information from. It's just such a wonderful deal.
Thanks, John. I really appreciate it. It's really kind words, and very thankful to have this.
And totally off the subject.
Yeah.
This has been bugging me for a while, and I haven't been able to get an answer from anybody. And I wanted to call in one day when you have the Fish and Game guys on there, if in fact they might even know. But every time when we renew our freshwater boats now, we have to pay an extra $20 for a quagga mussel sticker that goes on the boat. Anybody that fishes the inland waters has to have one in California.
Right.
Do you, or maybe one of your listeners might know, have any idea what that money's supposed to be doing and why we're being charged this fee, and where does the money go? Or you don't hear anything about the quagga mussels anymore. It was a hot topic for a long time, and it just seems like it's gone by the wayside. But you really know that the mussels are around when you hook your boat up, go to a lake, and you get your inspection. They're not kidding. You get one drop of water, hits the concrete, they won't let you launch your boat.
Jeez, wow. Yeah,
and it's incredible. I tried to explain this to the one gal up there one time at one of the lakes. I says, you know, the water came from my lower unit. I said, you realize the water that's being pumped through that engine's like 140 to 160 degrees. I said, there's nothing going to live in there.
And they still wouldn't let you launch?
And no.
Wow.
Would not let me launch.
Wow, that's pretty
cool. And
crazy.
I asked her, I said, are you guys allowed to use any common sense, or do you just have to go by the script, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I don't know that there is an answer to that, because it's bureaucracy of California, and that's a whole nother subject. But maybe one of our listeners can feed that in, but that's a real good point. Maybe something that we can look into in the future there, John.
Well, the thing that really got me on that was that I had launched my boat at a quagga-free lake. I'm not going to mention the lake. And when I left the lake, they put the band on the boat, which is designed to prevent you from launching your boat without breaking the band. So that way they know the boat's not been in the water. And it's in the same water district from the boat that turned me away. And I says, I don't understand this. I said, the person that trains these quagga mussel inspectors, I said, train the people at the lake that I have my boat banded at.
Yeah.
And I could not have anybody there give me a common sense answer. And I wound up going home. It was an 88-mile drive each way for nothing.
Wow. That sucks. That's horrible. Well, John, I know that your John Collins Knot on our YouTube channel that you and I put together, oh, it's been a few years now, is by far one of the hottest YouTube videos on our channel as well as many channels. And that is probably one of the best knot tying seminars that I've ever seen. That was, and it's such a great knot. So thank you for that effort, and thanks for that.
You did a real fine job filming it, too. I get a lot of compliments on it from the filming point of view, too. So
yeah, well,
thank you very much.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for your call, and keep up the good work.
All right, Pete. All right, Matt, Mark, you guys have a good day.
Right, you
good
one, you Johnny. Too, Johnny. We'll
nice
see you.
To hear from you. One of the icons of the industry, certainly John Collins, an amazing guy. And now he kind of didn't really say, but he's like also one of the best big largemouth fishermen in the
country. When he's done saltwater fishing, he's bass fishing like 5 days a week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why he says John and Judy have been married so long, because he can
get away, go bass
fishing.
That guy's got more 10-pounders than I think live in most lakes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
for sure.
If you've ever been to his house, you'll see a lot of mounts. He's got a wall with all his big bass
big
on.
Ones, yeah, it's amazing. Hey, we have a special guy on the line from CCA National here. Ten Venker is on the line with the conservation side of CCA. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Pete. How are you guys doing?
Hey, doing terrific. Now, the timeliness of this is so appropriate because Ted is in charge of overseeing the bluefin tuna part of CCA and protecting our rights to go fishing for bluefin tuna. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what the work you've done with bluefin tuna?
Well, you know, bluefin is an incredibly complicated fishery. I mean, you talk about some of the more difficult issues to tackle out there. Bluefin's near the top. It turns out, you know, what you're facing now in the Pacific is something very similar to what happened in the Atlantic back around 2010, 2011. There was an effort to list them on the endangered species list, which, as you know, is just an incredibly ineffective, mostly symbolic gesture, kind of a feel-good measure, really.
Yes.
That carries all kinds of repercussions and consequences. And fortunately, in the Atlantic, we were able to avoid that. NOAA decided that it wasn't warranted at the time, which was a good thing. I don't think anybody would argue that bluefin needs some protection. Under a tremendous amount of pressure, anytime you put a price tag that large on a fish, it's gonna struggle to thrive. And so, I think there are things we can do, but listing them as an endangered species is probably an absolutely misguided direction, as you well know.
No doubt about it, and that's exactly what they're trying to do here in Southern California. Is after the most epic bluefin tuna fishing we've ever seen and the quantity of fish that we saw on the water, here they are now revisiting this thing to list them as endangered species. Now, we've already cut the limit to two per person, which is, I think, was a good move, you know, as far as just from a conservation standpoint, to kind of as a gesture to say, yeah, we care about the future of the resource, and we want to be able to continue to catch bluefin tuna for lifetimes to come. But to put them on the endangered species list and basically list them as an off-limit species is ridiculous. I mean, there's no other word for it, right?
Well, exactly. You know, and recreational anglers take such a small fraction of this fishery. You know, when you look at where the real take is, it's Japan, Taiwan, Mexico. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all stuff that's governed by international treaties, and there are international organizations that are designed to manage this fishery. You know, the impact from an ESA listing would be, you wouldn't be able to notice it. And so what we're doing on a national level is, you know, this is our 40th year anniversary for CCA. So we've been around for a little while, and we've made some pretty good relationships with a lot of other organizations across the country. So we're working with our partner organizations, you know, American Sport Fishing Association, the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, the Center for Sport Fishing Policy, because it's important on this kind of an issue where the recreational angling community speaks with one voice to say, you know, this is an outrageous gesture that won't do any good, and it's going to have some real harm for Southern California and for recreational anglers. So we feel pretty good about it right now. There's a common period that's open until December 12th. I know all of those groups and more are sending in comments to NOAA Fisheries, trying to dissuade them from doing this. So we have a good message, lots of good people working on it.
So this is a real deal. This is on the docket to this Pacific bluefin tuna as an endangered species right now.
Correct. Now, it's a very long process. I think, you know, there has just several steps. I would say we're in step two, but you don't want to have something like this really gain a lot of momentum. So we need to probably, you know, the earlier we can knock this down, the better.
Yeah, and that's what CCA is all about. We're new here with CCA in California, and we've been working hard to grow this organization here. And I wanted, you know, I talk a lot about on this show about CCA and the importance of every angler being a member of CCA. For no other reason, if you love to fish for bluefin tuna, join CCA, because this is exactly the kind of stuff that's going to happen to us if we don't have a powerful organization like CCA, right?
That's right. You got to have numbers. You got to have members. You got to have a group that can speak nationally, especially on an issue like this. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is take sportsmen out of the management of a fishery like this. Because what happens when you do that? You have people who don't care anymore. They feel like they've given everything they can give, and they'll walk away from management. And that's not what we want to have happen. We want to have anglers involved. We want to be pushing NOAA Fisheries to take the right stance in these international management bodies. And get some meaningful regulations in so that we can enjoy, you know, this incredible bluefin bite that you guys have had for the past year or two. We want to see that continue. We want that to be the norm. So that's what we're all working towards.
Absolutely. I know Patrick Murray is, and the entire group at CCA National have been really keyed in on this subject, and I wanted to bring it to a highlight here just because it's happening now. And what's the time process for all this? I mean, when are we going to know that we're okay?
You know, it's kind of open-ended. Like I said, there's a common period that's open until December the 12th. At that point, NOAA Fisheries will gather all this information, review it and analyze it, and then decide if it's on to the next step. And I would bet we're looking at least a year or two long process still. But like I said, once it gets rolling, it gets harder and harder to stop.
Yeah.
So we'd really like to jump in on the very front end of this and beat it back.
Stay engaged, and we're thankful for you, Ted, and your work with the CCA. And sure appreciate the information. Please keep us posted how it progresses, okay?
Yes, sir, and thank you, Pete, and all of you there for keeping people involved and engaged and keeping them aware of the situation. The more people know, the better we are to take action against it.
You bet.
Thanks a lot, Ted.
Yeah. I know Mark appreciates it.
A lot of very good points about, you know, the sport fishing take versus the other takes from other countries and stuff. I mean, we're just scratching the surface. Okay. I mean, but thanks a lot for that. We really appreciate it, all your work.
Sure.
All right.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks, Ted. Have a great Sunday. Appreciate your call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807. Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all included. Inclusive and offer old world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, Boat California, Save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster so you can get those bugs in the boat. Now the Ace Line Hauler is better than ever with the Bulldog Hands-Free accessory. It pulls your hoops hands-free and even coils your line. If you're not yet on the Ace Line Hauler team, you must like sore arms. Get the Ace Line Hauler and make lobster and crab hooping more fun and productive at selected dealers or check acelinehauler.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. And, you know, just to follow up on Ted's call in there about the endangered listing of the bluefin tuna, people ask me all the time, why should I join CCA? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Enough said right there. You want to fish for bluefin tuna in the future? That's why you need to be a member of CCA, because they're doing things about it. Otherwise, we would have no voice in Washington. So do it, please, for all of us. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Let's talk to Jim in National City. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, guys. couple of things. But first, Pete, I want to second the motion on John Collins recognizing the platform you set up for all the fishermen. Over the top good, politically informing us about fishing. It's just, I can't say, I'm not a real political guy. Of course, I belong to CCA. I'm registered to vote, always used my right to vote. But anyway, Pete, the platform you put for us out there is amazing, and thanks. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
But my question is for the bait guy, Mark. I've been chasing these bluefin since, I don't know, April, May back then, and I've been on them pretty good here the last couple of months. The bait you provide, I've been fishing a lot out of Oceanside here lately. The bait you provide for Oceanside, is that from your bait company?
No, no, that's a different company. We're up in the Newport.
Okay. Anyway, the bait out of there has been, I got to say, has been really good all this year. You know, they've been able to give us good bait. I didn't know if that was your bait company or not. But and the other question I have, this squid situation, you know, the key to these bluefin the last month has been the squid. I'm thinking of going again here Tuesday. Is that squid still up now, or what's the situation on that squid?
You know, ever since we had that blow a few days ago out of the west and then turn around northeast, we haven't seen that squid at Catalina in any amount. I'm not sure what happened last night. Last night was Saturday night, so there wasn't a lot of effort there. The guys that have been at Catalina fishing squid and selling for bait have also been fishing for the market. So the market's open. You can fish squid from noon Sunday to noon Friday. There's no weekend. There's a weekend close. There's no weekend commercial fishing. So I don't know if there's been any guys out there the last couple of nights due to some of the conditions. There was a lot of northeast wind. But there's been, on another note, there's been some squid out on the bank. If you get out there in the dark and turn your lights on, there's been the Fortune made bait, and I believe the Aztec made bait out there. All they wanted, right on the bank, they're drifting.
Nice.
So that fish is obviously
still around.
Yeah, that fish is obviously on the squid out there. That's why it's eating the squid guys are bringing from other areas. But those are your options. You could check with the guys. Usually all the squid guys are on Channel 11. So you can come on Channel 11, like, on the way out and just say, hey, is there anybody at Catalina selling squid if you want to stop? I know you're from Oceanside, so it's kind of out of the way, but there are guys fishing there. And I heard the commercial guys had some at Clemente last week as well, so that could be another option.
All right, there you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Gary from Colorado. Good morning, Gary.
Well, good morning, Pete. I'd like to thank Paul, Mark and Paul and Jeff and Matt there for providing such a wonderful opportunity to fish on the Independence. They provide just a great time on that boat. My family and I come out fishing with them every June, and we have a great time. There's 10 of us in our family that we have a family fishing reunion there with them every spring, and they do a wonderful job. We couldn't be happier. And if anybody ever wants to make that a tradition in their families, I highly recommend the Independence. They do a great job.
Well, thanks a lot, Gary. We appreciate it, and we appreciate all the good times we have with you and all your family you bring out. It's always I enjoy running. I run that trip. At least I've ran the last few years, and we've had some good trips and some fun times with it.
Such a comfortable boat, isn't it, Gary?
Oh, it really is. And, you know, the chefs on board provide such a good meals. They keep everybody really well fed, and the quality of the food that is provided for those chefs to use is just top-notch, and they provide such a great experience. What I wanted to ask is, are the water temperatures dropping? Are they changing now from what they have been for the last several years, maybe indicating a change in what we might see this spring and summer as far as fishing opportunities?
Well, I think we've seen a cooler trend this time last year versus this time the year before. It's definitely on the downslide of the El Nino. So we are going to see some changes, just exactly what those changes are going to represent as far as fishing it's hard to say, but we generally see, you know, more squid in the cooler water. Like when we have an El Nino, it's almost, you can just take it to the bank, the squid's going to disappear. And it did for the last 3 or 4 years. In, you know, when I say disappear, just there's still a little bit around, but not that mass quantity you see in cold water years. And, you know, their range changes. You know, their range shifts north. They're catching squid off all the piers up in Seattle. Paul was just up there. Yeah, and guys are out there daytime, even daytime catching
market
them.
Size squid.
Yeah, same. I got a picture on my phone. The same squid we get down here in Southern California. They're catching it up in Puget Sound. So, you know, the thing about fisheries is, you know, the people that want to cry everything's collapsing don't realize that, you know, everything moves around. I mean, it's just if it isn't right, you know, they're going to move. It's like the snowbirds that come down from Canada to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
they move around and the fish do the same thing. But, you know, it's we'll probably see, you know, more squid, and we got that opportunity to get some albacore. And albacore, definitely cooler water fish. And they had another good year up north. You know, Washington had another good albacore year, and so.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Every year is different. That's the beauty of the ocean, for sure.
Matt,
Gary, thanks for calling us from Colorado. Appreciate that very much. You know, Gary was probably streaming us either on his computer on the internet or on the Mighty 1090 app, either on your Android or Apple device. You know, they've changed the streaming on the Mighty 1090 app, that those of you in Los Angeles, Orange County, Santa Barbara counties and such like that were having some interference with some weird commercials. Well, I have it on good authority from Mr. Mike Lum at the Fred Hall shows that has been corrected, and that is all working, and you'll be able to hear the entire show of Let's Talk Hookup on that app. If you want to get the app, you don't have it already, go to the website hookup1090.com. Right on the front page, you can download that app, or you can stream it live on your computer. Check that out on our website, hookup1090.com. Also want to bring your attention to our trips page on hookup1090.com. A lot of great trips next year, and we'd love to have you join us on any and all of those trips. So check that out. Time to book the trips is now, and jump on it because they fill fast. Hookup1090.com, a resource for a lot of good stuff. You can link the independent website on our links page, as well as a lot of other great pages there. Hookup1090.com. Hills in Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Everything's great here.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm standing in the water right now, surf fishing, and listening to you guys on the app. It's the biggest joy in life, I swear. But
thank you.
I wanted to ask a question of Mark and Matt about the bait. I heard said that there's like 12 different species that can legally be canned as sardines. And I'm wondering, like, is that why they're different sizes? Like, it's different species, do you think? Or
Mark, have you ever heard that?
I think it's interesting.
Different. Well, I mean, there's different. I mean, a sardine, as far as a Pacific sardine, in my eyes, is a Pacific sardine. There's
spot.
Yeah, I mean there's what we call the Japanese sardine, or it's more of a pilchard.
Uh-huh.
Those don't live.
The ones you catch in Mexico, sardines.
They have a larger eye. They have a bigger eye, and they don't live in the bait tank. Like, we'll get them while we're snagging mackerel,
uh-huh,
and they usually die in the bait tank. They usually don't live in captivity, and I don't think really anything bites. I've used them alive. They don't really work that well either, but I don't know as far as sardines go. I'm pretty sure that California sardine, you know, is what they can or use. And then overseas, you know, they get a lot of sardines in Portugal and some of those areas where they can them as well.
Yeah.
I couldn't speak for the
sure. We'll have to ask
subspecies
a biologist on all the subspecies there. Hey, Hills, thanks a lot for the call. Have a good time surf fishing there. JQ in Oceanside, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, JQ.
Hey, good morning, you guys. This is so wonderful to listen to this show. It's just like Christmas every day.
Thanks. Cool.
You know, Matt, I got to say, I turned the radio on this morning, and I heard your story, and I heard your fellas saying, you know, I went down to the dock every single day. Now, you say you've been there, what, 6 years? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I've been on the Independence for 6 years now.
Okay, so I'm reckoning you were pretty young when you went down there, is that right?
Yeah, let's see.
Well, you just turned 30.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you had worked on other, he had worked on other boats.
Yeah, I just kind of worked my way up. You know, you start small and just try and get on. You know, the goal was to get onto a long range boat, and I didn't have a license yet, so that was the goal though, to get on a long range boat. That's why I was bugging and bugging.
Well, there you have it, bugging and bugging. And for all the young listeners out there, you are such an inspiration. Honest to God, I know there's so many young kids that have that dream, and you made it happen. And I just wanted tell you how much I appreciate it.
That's neat.
No, thank you. That means a lot. And, you know, it was something that I always wanted to do as a kid, and I stuck it out, you know. And I stuck it out going down to the docks, and it actually kept me out of a lot of trouble, and it kept me on a good path in life, really, staying busy, working, and, you know, saving money and just staying busy.
There you go. Hey, good one. Hey, JQ, thanks a lot for the call. Bob in Newport, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Quick question with regard to, and a comment. On the bait, I've often wondered on those long-range trips, the bait's in the tank for a lot of days. Do they get fed? Does the bait get some kind of feed?
You feed them, Matt?
Yeah, you know, every once in a while we get some, roe from, eggs from a fish or, throw some blood in the tank and you'll know right away when they're eager to eat. When we keep that bait in the slammers for, any period of time, we try and save, guts or even cut up a dinner fish and you have the scraps and we'll mince it up real fine and they'll come up and eat it. And they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole tank comes up and eats on it.
That's pretty cool.
But a question on the Independence, which was an amazing accomplishment to build, I think. It seems to me it was the first, when she was first launched, she was painted. Is that right, Mark? And then you guys decided to go natural?
Well, the hull is steel, so that's always been painted, and the aluminum house has never been painted. And the reason we did that, we talked to boat builders up north, and we were going to paint it, like all the other aluminum boats. And the question that they asked us was, why do you want to paint it? And I'm glad we didn't now, because what happens with the aluminum is the paint will trap moisture between the material, the paint, and the steel, or not the steel, the aluminum. And it tends to corrode the aluminum. And you get a big pit in it, and you get this funny-looking jelly that builds up between the paint and the metal. And you get much more longevity out of aluminum when it's left unpainted.
Yeah, all right, very good. Bob, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. And another Bob and Dana Point, just about 30 seconds left. Bob, you have a quick question?
Well, I have a comment. I got on the boat in December of 2005 for my first trip. It was advertised as a 10-day cow trip. Mark took the boat out, and we got down in Cowtown, and we saw these 200-pound fish boiling out of the water for as far as you could see in every direction. I only caught 5 fish. I got a 166 and 4 over 200.
Only 5 Mark, fish, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, Bob. I remember, yeah. Bob.
This is the legendary Bob, right?
This and I remember. Go ahead, Bob.
In my own mind. But anyway, Mark, what were the conditions that allowed all these fish to stay there from, say, October into January?
Well, I do remember from that year we had water in January and February. It was like 72 degrees, 71 degrees. And when we were catching the bulk of our fish, it was 78, 76 degrees, 75 degrees. So it was a warm water. I would say it was a optimal water year as far as temperature. And it was very clean that year. The water was super clean. And I can remember on the trip that we had 82 over 200, myself and Jeff were on the boat. We started at Mag Bay in January. It was January. And we had 40 cows in about... That was an 18-day trip. We had 40 cows on the boat, among other fish, smaller fish, for the first 6 or 7 days. And the wind was going to blow, so we decided to run out to Hurricane Bank.
Yeah.
And we had 3 of the best days I've ever seen at Hurricane out there. One day we had 24 fish that we kept. We were releasing everything under.
You didn't have any room left.
We were releasing everything that looked like it was under 200 pounds, and 21 of those fish taped 205 or better.
Wow. That's pretty incredible.
Out of 24 fish that we kept.
That's pretty awesome. Hey, Bob, thanks a lot for the call. And when we come back, we're going to see who won those new Blue Hawaii lenses with the Piahi frame from Maui Jim and tell you about next week's show. Wrap things up. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup on a Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Congratulations, Jim in National City. You win the Maui Jim sunglasses with the PIE frame and the brand new Blue Hawaii lens, courtesy of our friends of Maui Jim. And boy, Mark and Matt, what a great show. Really fun. Never enough time to talk all about the different things here. But if somebody wants more information about the Independence or about 22nd Street Landing or San Pedro Bait Company, how do we do it?
Well, best way with the Independence, check our schedule out online, independentsportfishing.com, or call our office there, Judy. The number's on the website, 619-226-6006. 22nd Street Landing, again, on the website, San Pedro Bait. We're in Pedro and Long Beach, Pedro and Newport Beach. And right now, Newport, the receiver's out. It's a seasonal thing there. It's only about 7 months there a year. But you can find us online.
Yeah, very good. All right, Matt, good luck on your trip with the AFCO people next week.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, and thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Appreciate that. And thank you for listening this weekend. We're headed to Cabo on Thursday, and we'll be broadcasting live at the Pueblo Bonito Blanco next Saturday morning with all the great people from Sport Fishing Association and the great people of Cabo there next Saturday morning. And then next Sunday, back in the Mighty 1090 studios here with Mr. Bill Barnet, surf fishing expert. That's going to be a great couple of shows next Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Matt. Thanks to Ryan on the other side of the glass. And we'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.